This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra for the fireball that tore across our skies this week. It has been quite the week to have your eyes turned upwards each evening, with clear skies for gazing at the waxing moon, and Venus hanging there like a diamond over the snowy mountains. And while normally I can be kept awake by a lone leaf blowing across my porch some nights, I somehow slept through the sonic boom and the flash of light from the fireball. But I love how this fireball was seen so differently in different parts of our country, or maybe it was just different people's perception. Some described it as huge. The ball was orange with a purple tail, while others saw a bright green ball falling down and turning orange at the end. Some described the sound of it as like a firebomb, and a local person said it sounded like a cross between a train not running on the track with a bit of thunder thrown in. Other neighbours said that they heard a sprinkling across their roofs like little pebbles or stones. I heard a man on the radio discussing how these little black stones were the black fusion crust on the outside of a meteorite, which sounds very exciting. However, I was deeply asleep and I missed the whole thing, but I love that we had a micro bang, a teensy experience of what created all life here on Earth as we know it today. And while the mighty asteroid was kilometres wide that wiped out the dinosaurs and much of plant and animal life way back then, it allowed the humble creatures, the things that could make themselves small, those who could go dormant, plants that were insignificant, to finally have their moment of glory. They stopped being the shrinking violets and stepped into the spotlight with a chance to evolve, grow and reach their full potential. So perhaps on Tuesday night, I was like the Tuatara all those years ago. When the massive asteroid hit, they were probably busy slowly digging out a nest, heard a big noise and decided to call it a night and go dormant for a bit. And who could blame them for this fabulous adaptation of functional freeze? Many of us are experiencing this now too, with too many hard things happening all at once. We might be plodding through the daily tasks, ticking all the boxes, and somehow trying to process the complexity of this world. What is the appropriate way to fathom events, leaders, systems that are doing all they can to not support community and all life here on Earth? And this is where Yoga Nidra steps in, to help you to take a little time out to refresh your brain and your body so that you can continue to examine, to challenge, to maybe even disrupt systems of oppression. It is not simply about lying down and feeling safe. It is about gathering that safety so that you can truck on with clarity, a wide open mind, and the capacity to see the greater perspective. And just maybe, wherever that fireball landed in the ocean, maybe it's brought stardust, DNA, the start of something new, a new life form. And who knows what might emerge dripping from the cold southern ocean in years to come. And who knows what all the little black stones scattered across the Wairarapa might become. These little black pebbles from the fusion crust of the meteorite broadcast over the land, just like we might sow seeds, what might they become in our wildest imagination? And that is the joy of the practice of Yoga Nidra. Your body may appear dormant, but your mind is lush, wild and free to roam in any way it chooses. And today you may choose to simply rest, to lay down these weary bones that have been dragging themselves from here to there, from A to B, sometimes to C, doing all the things, but knowing that now is your time to lie down and do diddly squat. You can just let the weight of all your bones, all your muscles, all your organs, and even the weight of all the to-do lists just come to settle down here in your nidra nest. So perhaps taking your time to find the exact right placement of your cushion, the exact tuck of your blankets around your feet, and making sure there are enough layers. It's been a very frosty, cold week. And once you've found the place that feels just right for your head, for your shoulders, for your arms, for your legs and your spine to feel super, super comfy, letting yourself be tucked in and feeling the warmth. You might even choose to have a hot water bottle today to make it extra snuggly. And then feeling, once this arrangement has come into its place of perfection, that you can simply start to let everything be heavy. Feeling the weight of your head settling down into your pillow. Noticing how you've chosen to arrange your shoulder blades and feeling the weight of your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, and your wrists all settling down. And these hands that are often so busy, knowing they can completely switch off now, your little fingers, your ring fingers, middle fingers, first fingers, and your thumbs completely at ease. And perhaps it just feels like a big wave of relief to let go of that incessant doing and simply just be. And perhaps you can feel it's like a wave of relaxation from the very tips of your fingers all the way up into your armpits and feeling into the place and the placement of your shoulder blades. Settling down through here, all the way down through the length of your spine, your upper back, your middle back, the small of your back, down through your sacrum, and to the very tippy tip of your tailbone. And maybe you can feel your buttocks letting down, your buttocks and your hips, these heaviest parts of your body, all settling in now. Letting down through the weight of your thighs, the weight of your knee joints, your shins, your calves, your heels and your ankles. Just feeling that even your toes can switch off now. Your little toes, your fourth toes, your third toes, your second toes, and your big toes. The whole of the length of your body is here settled, with nothing to do, simply to be. And you might choose just to be watching your breath. Watching your breath arise and depart as naturally as the cycle of our day. Your breath coming in like the dawn, and your breath going out like the dusk. And maybe you can notice how that breath coming in, it's almost like the light increasing all the way up to the full midday sun. And as you breathe out, it's like you're softening out into the afternoon, and all the way down into the dusk when you first see the stars starting to come out. And the breath continues to cycle on and on, just like every day dawns and every day ends. And you may choose to simply stay here with the cycle of the daily life, your breath coming in and your breath going out. Or you may wish to let your attention come into the space of your heart and just nestling in behind your breastbone and just noticing all that's arising here, here in this place of rest, here in this place of safety and comfort. And welcoming whatever you're noticing here. There may be some sensations. There may be some thoughts or feelings arising. And you may wish to ask yourself, If you were to wish upon a star, what would that wish be? What would your deepest heart's desire be? And you may wish to stay with that and just let yourself steep in that wish or dwell in your heart space. Or you may wish to let your attention come all the way up to the crown of your head. And perhaps picture yourself there on that Tuesday night when the meteor came flying across our sky, in all the range of its colours and all the various sounds it made in various locations. And perhaps you could see your body here at rest as like the fertile ground just awaiting for the scattering of these little pebbles. These little pebbles of stardust, of who knows what they might contain, who knows what they might become. So perhaps you can see your body here resting, waiting, deeply asleep maybe, and seeing a little scattering of these pebbles, and the first one, whatever colour you may choose it to be, landing here in the space between your eyebrows. Fata Manawa, the seat of your inner vision, maybe like a bright spark of illumination. And another little pebble nestling into the crook in between your collarbones. And then a little flurry of pebbles, all landing like seeds down your right arm, at your right shoulder, your elbow and your wrist. Five tiny little black pebbles right there on the tips of your thumb, your first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. And just letting your awareness wash over those little pebbles there at your wrist, your elbow and your shoulder. And coming all the way back to that little pebble right there in between your collarbones. And another little flurry of the pebbles raining down now on your left shoulder, your left elbow and wrist. And a further scattering of pebbles on your thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. And seeing those pebbles there at rest on your left wrist, elbow and shoulder. And coming back to the little black pebble there, perched on the gap in between your collarbones. And perhaps a larger pebble comes drifting down and lands in your heart space, another on the right side of your chest, and another one still on the left side of your chest. And then a further scattering of the pebbles all the way down your belly and all the way down into your pelvis. Pebbles drifting slowly down through your right hip and knee and ankle, and five tiny little black pebbles for the tips of your right toes, your big toe, your second toe, your third and fourth and little toe. And your awareness drifting all the way back up through your ankle, your knee and your hip, and coming back to the little pebble there at your pubic bones. Another flurry of little pebbles drifting down your left hip, your left knee, your left ankle, and five tiny pebbles on the tips of your toes, your big toe, your second toe, your third and fourth and little toe. And then awareness traveling all the way back up and seeing these pebbles here, resting in the land of your body and your ankle, your knee, your hip, resting here in your pelvis, your belly, your heart space, resting here in the little notch in between your collarbones and the one in between your eyebrows, and feeling your whole body at rest here. You're lying here dormant like a tuatara, and yet your mind is clear and wide awake. Clear like the crisp, frosty night sky. And perhaps you can even see the darkness of the night sky and feel that coolness, that crispiness of the frosty winter night. And yet suddenly the sky that was once so dark is now ablaze with the heat and the speed of the fireball. And here you are, lying at rest, trying to find some peace and meaning in your daily life, and yet deep down your ancestors are calling you awake. Meteors are never a time to be asleep. They've always been ancient omens in various cultures. They were interpreted as powerful political or cosmic omens, forecasting major events, changes in dynasties, or the fate of leaders. To experience a meteor now is a sign to wake up. You've been dormant too long. It is time for your tuatara to emerge from their burrow, for the tiny plants on the forest floor to find their chink of light through the canopy and start to grow taller. It is time for the humans to rise up and use their amazing skills with language and art and song, their capacity to gather and share, a time to cherish what is right for all of us. It is time to evolve, as the dinosaurs will not be roaming the earth for much longer. And sitting here in this in-between space of darkness and light, of sleepy times and times of change. And can you hold all those different states together? The dark of the sky, the light of the fireball, your body at rest, your mind wide awake. And then noticing all that is arising here in the space of your heart. What sensations are arising? What feelings are arising? Are there any thoughts arising? Any ideas? What might the seeds of stardust have nurtured within you during this time of rest? And then perhaps feeling your breath moving through your nostrils like a cool breeze on a winter's night. You might even feel it moving through your bones. Perhaps your body temperature has cooled a little while you've been here resting. Maybe your breath is enough to start arousing you back to daily life. So you may make a choice now. You may choose to rest a little bit longer, or you may feel ready to arise and face the day once again, bringing all your special gifts to this world. And if that's the case, you might want to start wiggling your fingers and toes in anticipation, feeling all the textures against your fingers and toes. You might want to breathe in a little bit deeper. And maybe you can smell something on the air. I've got Daphne in this room and it smells utterly delicious. And maybe moving your tongue in your mouth and noticing what you can taste here. And welcoming all the sounds that surround you. There might be nearby sounds like your tummy grumbling, like mine just has. There might be sounds outside, sounds of birds, of traffic, people. And then finally, you might wish to open your eyes and welcoming this day ahead. And knowing that this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. And thank you for listening.